From C-Cube Studios in Schenectady, New York, this is episode 3 of Little Brother for November 25th, 2000. In this episode of Little Brother, we'll talk about Carnivore, Free Radio Austin, Easy Pass, Runaway Monorails, SDMI, Verizon, and much more. So stay tuned, because Little Brother is about to tell on Big Brother. Thank you for tuning in to Little Brother, the show where we talk about telephones, computers, radio, hacking, freaking, social issues, and, like any little brother, we tell on Big Brother. My name is Chuck Ritter, and I'll be your host for the next half hour. Once again, I'd like to give a big thanks to Tim Lake for graciously donating a half hour of his airtime on radio station WRPI in Troy, New York, for this program. Without further ado, I give you episode 3 of Little Brother. Newly released documents concerning the FBI's Carnivore Internet Monitoring Program suggest that the system might capture far more information than the Bureau has claimed publicly. The documents were disclosed to the Electronic Privacy Information Center, or EPIC, as part of a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit filed by the Privacy Rights Organization. One of the documents, dated June 5, 2000, reports the results of tests performed on Carnivore version 1.3.4, which is currently in use. The report indicates that Carnivore, contrary to FBI assertions, is capable of capturing and archiving unfiltered internet traffic. It states, quote, "Carnivore was tested in a real-world deployment, having recently come back from a deployment. The machine had a single 300 MHz P2 processor running Windows NT 4 for a Service Pack 6 workstation. There were 384 megabytes of RAM, but the hard disk was relatively small at 1.19 gigabytes. This machine has both ZIP and JAS drives. This PC could reliably capture and archive all unfiltered traffic to the internal hard drive." End quote. The FBI's public defense of Carnivore has centered on the claim that the system only captures traffic that has been isolated by a software filter that minimizes collection and limits it to the particular information authorized for seizure in a particular court order. Thus, in testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee on September 9, 2000, FBI Assistant Director Donald M. Kerr stated, quote, "If the subject's identifying information is detected by the filter, the packets of the subject's communication associated with the identifying information that was detected, and those alone, are segregated for additional filtering or storage. However, it is critically important to understand that all other communications are instantaneously vaporized after that 1 second. They are totally destroyed. They are not collected, saved, or stored." The new disclosure comes on the eve of an important milestone in the debate over Carnivore. An independent review team from the Illinois Institute of Technology's Research Institute, or IITRI, was due to file a draft technical report on the Carnivore system with the Justice Department on November 17th. That report will not be made public until it has been reviewed and possibly edited for release by department officials. According to David Sobel, general counsel for EPIC, the new released information underscores the need for full public disclosure of Carnivore's capabilities. Quote, "The little information that has become public raises serious questions about the privacy implications of this technology," he said. "The American public cannot be expected to accept an internet snooping system that is veiled in secrecy." EPIC filed the FOIA lawsuit after the FBI revealed that it had developed an internet monitoring system that would be installed at the facilities of an internet service provider, or ISP, and would monitor all traffic moving through that ISP. EPIC's lawsuit seeks the public release of all FBI records concerning Carnivore, including the source code, other technical details, and legal analysis addressing the potential privacy implications of the technology. EPIC is a public interest research organization in Washington, D.C. More information about the case, including scanned images of the documents, is available at the EPIC Carnivore Litigation page, www.epic.org/privacy/carnivore. Last month, we reported to you about the closing down of Free Radio Austin by Federal Communications Commission and federal marshals. And guess what? 72 hours later, they were back on the air, and this month, on the 6th, it happened again. In a few minutes, we'll bring to you the last couple of minutes of audio broadcast on Free Radio Austin before they were shut down. But first, we have this interview with John from Free Radio Austin, conducted by, he's speaking to Skidmark Bob from Freak Radio.
Beloved FCC agent Lloyd Perry and U.S. Marshal about 6 APDs and I think one FBI agent came to our property today and handed me a warrant and proceeded to go back in the garage to get into our studio. We had a show going on, The Messenger was on at the time, and he was able to lock the studio from the inside, and probably had like 2 minutes of airtime after he knew the raid was going on to get listeners to show up and to put the word out. And they couldn't get to our door, so they came around the side and finally broke a window and crawled through that.
How many were there?